Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. Every day I wake up and record the podcast for no good reason, and it's not very good, so don't listen to it. It's 10:38 a.m. That's not bad. I feel, you know, I still do an intro thing, even though it doesn't make any sense, really, to do intros on podcasts. I keep thinking about not doing it, but then I say a couple things. One, maybe you have a bunch of podcasts on your phone, like most people do, and you tapped on the wrong one, and now you know right away. You didn't mean to listen to this. You meant to listen to, This American Life or something. And you're not in the mood for this right now. You can get out right away. And then also, I know people find me. There's people that are that just find out who I am, you know, right, like yesterday or whenever, right? Like on the weekend when I'm in a different town, people never heard of me before because I'm not famous, and they look me up, and then they go to listen to this maybe, and I'm like, don't listen to this. Get to this later. Honestly, if this is like the first thing that you're hearing of me, go listen to my album Moments of Greatness, then go listen to maybe some of This Week in Jack, and look through the episodes. Look for a fun episode. There's a lot of fun ones. They're all good. I mean, there's got to be a couple duds, but they're pretty good. And then if you still want more, come over to this show. That's my suggestion. Or listen, I don't fucking care. But I'm just saying, if you're like, oh, I enjoy your stand-up, and you listen to this, like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I didn't want to just hear him babbling after I saw him just... I don't know, man. This is... this podcast is me arguing with myself. Is mostly what it is. It's me arguing with myself and this person or people who I believe listen that think I suck. And think this show sucks, yet they listen to it. It's a real, I really got to give that up. But it's, I feel good because if somebody is listening and thinks those things, I beat you to it. You don't get to have that on me. You'll probably walk away now and be like, I don't like it, but I can't hate listen. So there we are. All right. Check this shit out. This is what happened to me yesterday. This is fucking just like weird. Jacqueline was going to this fucking cool ass hip Planned Parenthood gala. Right? She was going to this gala. It's pretty cool. And so we went out to this vintage store in the neighborhood. She bought some shit. She got dressed. She looked fantastic. And then I walk her down. I walk downstairs for her to get in a cab because I was going to go to the store and get some food. And so I walk her. Then I go up the street to go to the Pioneer Supermarket and on Columbus Avenue. They're like the shittiest supermarket. There's like, we have that, we have Fairway, which is awesome, and we have Trader Joe's, which is also awesome. And Pioneer is like the gross, like kind of, like just kind of dank, like old-timey supermarket, but there's never any line, so it's like the best one at the same time. Anyway, so I was going into Pioneer, and I'm passing by the sushi place, Tenzin, where Jacqueline and I usually eat our sushi at. And there's a table of there's tables outside, and I see this dude I know, known for a long time, comic Alex Edelman, and he's sitting there with some weird looking guys, not weird, but just like not guys that look. He's like a very clean cut, skinny, like guy. I don't know, and he's like sitting with these dudes that look kind of like they're all older than him, and they're a little like rougher looking. And he stops me. He yells over to me. I'm like, and I pull my headphones out because I was listening to Pod Save the People, DeRay's new podcast. Anyway, I didn't get far into it because I stopped. And Alex is like, "What have you been up to?" We're just talking. He's like, "I knew." He's like, "I'm." He lives in L.A. now. He writes on this Great Indoors sitcom on CBS. He's like, "I'm opening for Ryan Adams at the Beacon Theater." I'm like, "Jesus Christ, that sounds insane." I was like, that's amazing. And we talked for a little while. I was like, "Well, you know, have a great show. That's awesome. You know, I love Ryan Adams." And he's like, "You got a show tonight? You around?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm around. I don't have anything. I was going to go hang out at the show in Bushwick." He's like, no, come to the show. And he takes a ticket out of his pocket and he gives me a ticket. Like 20 rows back from the row M. But there's some double A, double B. So I'm not just stupid and can't count back in the alphabet. But it was like 20. I would guess it was like 20 rows back. If I was very close. And so then I went to the show by myself, which was weird. I'd never been to a concert by myself. I'd go to a concert and get separated from my friends because you're down like general admission or something and everybody goes crazy and then you're off on your own. But I never went by myself. But then after the show, I went backstage. I didn't meet any of the band or anything like that. Ryan Adams was amazing. Alex killed. I would think comedian playing the Beacon Theater in before a band would stink. Like, as a comedian, it would be terrible. Because it's like these people want to see music, and now you're talking to them. And it's confusing. I feel like it's confusing. But they loved it. They were like they're very, you know, Ryan Adams crowd. They're not like there's some young people there, but it's an older crowd. They're very polite. They stood the whole show, which I like. I like when people stand the whole show. Sitting during a show, that doesn't make the band feel good. They don't like to see you sitting and watching them. It's comfortable to sit and watch. I bet up in the balcony they would sit. I don't know if the balcony was standing, but the downstairs they were. I feel like every other band I've seen, I saw the Hold Steady there at the Beacon Theater. I was sitting. There was a little standing, but mostly sitting. Smashing Pumpkins sat the whole time, but that was an acoustic performance. Anyway, so that was just a cool thing, walking to the store. Then I ended up going to Ryan Adams concert at the Beacon Theater blocks from my house an hour and a half later. So that's what I did. So that was my day. That was my night. I didn't go hang out at the show in Bushwick. I went to see Ryan Adams, which was great. That's show business. That's why I got in this thing, to go to concerts for free and fucking run into people on the street that make me feel give me concert tickets. That's cool. Alex is a cool dude. Let's go. What's going on in the news? I'm not going to. An older teen who was in the car when his 15-year-old brother was fatally shot by a Texas officer, was himself then handcuffed. All of the celebrant night. No apparent. This thing is fucking terrible. I can't even get into it. I haven't read enough about it, but it sounds awful. The whole thing. Skip over it. I want to just do news. Sandy Hook father Lenny Posner on death threats. I never imagined I'd have to fight for my child's legacy. Oh my God. Is this like Sandy Hook truth or shit? Like fucking psychopath Alex Jones who goes to the fucking White House? Noah was the youngest victim. Killed his parents. Talks about dealing with the conspiracy theorists. Hosts have taunted him ever since. Yeah, so that's what it is. It's the conspiracy theory people led by Alex Jones, who is an advisor to the president, or at least goes to the White House. So fuck him in the mouth. Or in the ear. Fuck him in the mouth sounds homophobic. I agree that thing that I don't think Colbert meant it that way, and I think, but to say Trump's mouth is Vladimir Putin's cock holster is homophobic. Fuck him in the ear is just funny, because that's like only certain. I mean, there's probably people that enjoy being fucked in the ear, but that's that's still funny to say fuck him in the ear. That's kind of, I think that's like some kind of that, but I'm so fuck Alex Jones in the ear, or just I really want to say something violent about him, but I say fuck him in the ear. Yeah, that whole the Colbert thing, and I love Colbert, I think he's funny, but the cock holster line was like, I get why it's a funny line, but it's a bit homophobic. And this, we've kind of reached a period where a bunch of people grew up where that stuff was a perfectly acceptable insult, and it's hard to let it go because we don't know what else to say other than something like it's. We got so used to just being able to go to homophobic insults when we were children. And then even as some of, you know, for me, even as an adult, that was a normal thing. And in my 20s, it's something you heard a lot. But, and now it's like the past, like maybe 5 years, it's longer. But say 5 years, it's gone hard. It's been like, when I think about when I really made an effort to try to cut it out of my life, it was maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I was a little late, admittedly. And it's not cool. So I'm sure Colbert knows that now and probably wasn't thinking about it in the moment. And it's just anger, and it turns into ugliness. That's the problem with anger. It does turn into ugliness. So, like, I'm angry at Alex Jones with his fucking conspiracy horse shit that really is, like, hurtful to these parents. I mean, these parents lost their children. He's a fucking dick. Fuck that guy. I can't believe Trump went on that. Fuck. Just fuck them all. Pieces of shit. All right. Let's try to find. I'm just going to look for some court. Gay couple's suit against Kim Davis can proceed. That's good news. So she can stop being a... She's a jerk. I will say that about her. I'm sure that she has some nice qualities as well. But I think she, in that regard, she was a jerk. American Airlines is decreasing legroom in a... What the fuck? American Airlines is decreasing legroom in economy class. Dude, American Airlines did not have a lot of legroom to begin with. I'm not like a big person at all. I can get fat, but like I can fit in. I'm 5'9", which is not tall at all. But they're going to take away. What are they doing? They've made flying into such a fucking. It's between seats. They can reduce the spare between some seats by 2 inches. To make room for more seats in the Boeing 737. Yeah. They're fucking pieces of shit, too. Oh, American Airlines. And American Airlines is still better than some of the other ones, I think. But nobody likes any of them. Except JetBlue's all right. And then I'll do one more story and get out of here. I don't know. Let me look at Apple. What's trending in Apple News? Go over to iTunes maybe and write a review. Just if you can write a 5-star review of this. Or write a 5-star review of my album and then listen to it. Don't buy it. Just go to fucking Apple Music. You go to Spotify or whatever you have. Let's see. Trending stories. Number one, CNN. Sextortion case fuels legal debate over phone passwords. Interesting. An extortion case involving bikini-clad models, social media celebrities, and racy images has sparked an intriguing legal debate over phone security and the Fifth Amendment. Well, they're already breaking into people's phones, so you gotta watch it. Number two, Fox News. Kiefer Sutherland opens up about the painful breakup behind his personal song. I don't know what's is Kiefer Sutherland singing? I don't want that. Hold on. Yes, he's singing. Let's listen to it. What's he singing about? This is Fox 411.
Electronic violinist and YouTube star Lindsay Sterling headlines this week's list of new music releases with her third album.
Sorry. They can't just give you the fucking Kiefer Sutherland song. I'm not going to keep going on that one. All right. Number three, New York Times, Ben Carson wants to make housing available, not just too comfy. Okay, what's that mean? Ben Carson, secretary. Okay, this you got to read the whole thing. New York Times doesn't give you a nice summary at the top. They're very, they're very classy. Number four, HuffPost. Ivanka Trump's vapid new book earns a series of savage reviews. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer person. She is also, in my opinion, not the best person because she is a part of that administration. Anyway, I don't understand why she is. Doesn't matter. All right. So let's just get out of here. Sorry, this show wasn't very good. It continues to not be very good. I understand that. But We did it. Another episode. Episode 88? Maybe. I never can remember what episode it is. I think it's 88. Maybe we'll have a guest tomorrow. Maybe I'm going to ask my friend Samir to be a guest tomorrow. I might do, if he can do it. He's a funny guy. If I get him to call in, it'll be good. I think. Who knows? Sometimes people are funny. He'd be good. He's always funny. All right. Fuck this. You guys are cool. Thanks for listening. If you listen to this point, you listen all the way through this to this, you're a fucking star. Fucking. And I love all of you. So thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. We love you.